Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. We're taking a look at the late pick four every day of this spring meet, and we each were able to give it out to you on the Friday card, paid a little over $197. So hopefully we can hit again and make it even wealthier with the Sunday card. Jim, it starts with maiden race. In fact, maiden races bookend the late pick four on Sunday. This one's for three-year-olds, the about 7 furlong distance on the Beard Course, and got a pretty strong favorite in there, I would think, in Dragoon Guard. What do you think?
Yeah, starting to single this horse. I mean, the horse ran really well at Churchill last September when we got beat a neck. But it's taken him a while to get back to the races. Of course, this is his first three-year-old race. 66 buyer for Brad Cox. Florent takes the mount. Florent's 4-for-14, not getting a lot of mounts. He's traveling. He went to Oakland on Saturday to ride. But he's always good for Brad. He's 30%, and there's a good reason to single this horse. But I used a couple others in here using some angles that have been effective, and one of those angles is that Brendan Walsh is very hot right now. We were talking about that before we started recording, and he won a race on Friday at 22-1, which was his fifth win of the meet out of only 12 or 13 entries, I think. So Temecula, Tyler Gaffleone takes them out. The horse took money at Gulfstream, went off at 3-1. In his debut, he got a 63 buyer, which is just a little bit behind what Dragoon Guard got. And you're going to get a better price on this horse because of the Cox connections with Dragoon Guard. So I'm going to use Temecula as well. And I'm going to use Irette Ortiz on Lake Superior with Richard Dutrow. This horse has 5 races under his belt, so he's got a lot of experience. Had a really good race at Santa Anita, 2 back. Then faded in the stretch last time out and probably was not persevered with. I like these horses that they get the lead and they're second at the top of the stretch. They get beat by 15, which means that J.J. Hernandez wrapped up on the horse, and the horse probably will like this cut back to 7 furlongs. So Lake Superior is my third horse in here, and I'm surely those three will get me through the first leg of the pick four.
That took the favorite on top here with Brad Cox for all the reasons that you mentioned. There was a stakes horse that this one caught in that debut race last September at Churchill. I like Term a little bit in here. This horse took some money first time out, ran okay, gets more ground this time, and Tom Drury's a sharp trainer, and good numbers with second-time runners at 15%. Temecula, I like that one. And Rock and Roll Bolt, I like a little bit. It's a horse that's already run at the meet. Jose Ortiz has been riding really well. So I like all four of those within the race with Dragoon Guard on top. I'm going to use all when we get to the pick four because of how I ended up structuring the ticket. And that is I'm singling the next race, Immensitude. It's an allowance race at the third level. Fillies and mares 4 and up, mile and an eighth on the turf. This horse still fits the condition, even though she won a Group 3 last time out for Bill Mott. And we talked to him for the Today at Keeneland show, an interview that will air on Sunday, and he talked about that he's had her since January, and they asked him to take her, and she's doing well, and a long series of works there at Payson in Florida, so I think just on class, she's going to be awful hard to beat. After that, I thought they were all kind of similar. Flatter Me Silly's a little intriguing. I talked to Corey Lannery, that's also going to be on the Today at Keeneland show. Sort of third off the layoff, and first race back from a long layoff was really good. And Corey told me that nobody was coming from off the pace to win the day that she won that way. Came back, though, in a stake and didn't really run well. So that could be a hit-the-board candidate, but couldn't see her beating Immensitude. Watch This Birdie, Nacho Correas, Jose Ortiz, just on connections, and the horses run well here. And then Heavenly Appointed. It's 3 wins in a row for Graham Motion. So this one could be, you know, getting really good, so that one certainly merits a lot of respect. That would probably be my second choice in here behind Immensitude. How about you?
I went with Heavenly Appointed. A question marks on Immensitude, first time North America, and Bill Mott hasn't had a lot of first time North America. Now, 1-for-3, but he's a great trainer. There's no doubt that this filly is well meant. But I wouldn't take 6-5 on a horse that's over here doing something for the first time after running in France. Excuse me. But Heavenly Appointed for Grand Motion, since she turned 4, has been amazing. She's won by 1¾ and 3¾ at Tampa, and she's had buyer progressions of 69, 76, 85. And I got to think an 85 to an 88 wins this race. So if she likes Keeneland, Grand Motion's a great trainer, and Flavian Pratt takes them out. So I'm going to take her on top of the favorite here. Just do a little exacta box, but thinking that you're going to get a much better price on Heavenly Appointed. So we'll see how we go. Since you're singling, I'm going too deep.
Let's go to race 8, allowance optional claimer, 4-year-olds and up, sprinting 6 furlongs. How'd you see it?
This one was a little more wide open, I thought. You're going to go deep in the first leg. I'm going deep in this leg. Sapa's Day for Iret Ortiz and David Jacobson off that 94 buyer at Aqueduct last time out. I think it's going to be my pick in here. That horse and Champlin have run the two best buyers, especially recently, 94 and 95. Champlin for Greg Foley. Then in Toledo, the 12 horse I'm going to use at 15-1 because of the success at Keeneland. Broke his maiden here back in April of 23 at 50,000. Has had a lot of races since then with 2 wins, 4 for 19 lifetime, and an 87 buyer, which was his best last time out at Turfway on the synthetic. So I'm going to use Insolito. Going to use Ludwig on the inside for Phil Bauer. Might be the speed of the speed here and drawn inside, but hasn't run since Saratoga last September. Higher Standard for Bill Collins and Luan Machado, who's riding well here. And SWOT analysis, if I can get 10-1 on this horse for Luis Saez and Mark Cassie, off a turf experiment at Fairgrounds. But if you go back to the 6 furlong race at Fairgrounds off a long layoff, had a 94 buyer. So all these horses seem to be capable of running in the low to mid-90s. I think it's wide open. I can't see a strong favorite in here, and I think Ludwig is going to be a very lukewarm favorite, if at all. So I am going to go deep in here.
End up taking Ludwig probably mostly on the respect for the Bauer barn. Their runners have been going pretty well. Horse is coming off a layoff, but really working well. I was back and forth between that one and Champlain for Greg Foley, and kind of eventually landed back on the one, but could be talked into either one. Sapphis Day was the next one that I had, just in really good form and has 7 wins. And I ended up cutting it off there for my ticket structure. I think it's Higher Standard was another one I thought was a little intriguing with that 92 buyer, but got a big step up in class here to try to repeat or improve on something like that. But if that happened, he could have a shot in here. But Ludwig on top for me. 9th race, fillies and mares, maidens, 3 and up, mile on the turf. Munira, Brad Cox, first timer I took. He's 29% with horses debuting over a mile. Risk threshold, it's a second out for Chad Brown and had some trouble at the start last time. Day Dawning, a first-timer for the Thomas barn. And then if Coco Crush were to draw in, it's Walsh with the Euro import, and he does well with those. So I would add that one, if even with that horrible post position, if she's able to draw into the race. How about you in race 9?
I agree with you 100%. I would take Risk Threshold on top simply because that race at Gulfstream where she was, it calls for unprepared, off slow, but she still only got beat 4¼, and the horse that finished second came back and won. So that was a key race at 7½, so that's almost a mile. So Risk Threshold for Chad Brown, second out, is my pick in here. But I'd use Munira because first-time starter for Brad Cox, training well, and Day Dawning for Jonathan Thomas and Johnny Velasquez. So one thing you mentioned about Brendan Walsh, he's 40% on first-time North American. So his horses are, excuse me, always live. First time over here, we talked about that with Bill Mott not having much experience, but Brendan Walsh is 4-10. So I would use Coco Crush as well if she draws in, but I'm going to stick with those 3 for my pick 4.
All right, let's go to ticket structure. I am going to, as I mentioned, go all in the first leg and try to catch something to beat Dragoon Guard and catch a price. I think Dragoon Guard is going to be tough to beat, but if I can catch a price there, then I'll single Immensitude, so all with four, with 159, with 12414, just a $42 ticket on Sunday for me. How'd you structure yours?
I spent 54. I'm not including the 14. I would go ahead and spend 72 if 14 drew into the last leg. 247 with 47, with 135, 6, 9, 12, with 124 for $54.
All right, daily doubles. We're doing a best daily double play of the day at the spring meet. It's been a re-energized wager with the reduction in takeout. I ended up going to race six. To race five and taking the six and the three, Double Clutch, who's run really well on this turf course for Rusty Arnold, and the three, Demolition Duke. I'm going to take those two and then play them with Dragoon Guard in the next race. Couple of $10 doubles, 3-6 with seven. How about you?
Well, I'm going to go to the six and use Dragoon Guard and the four Temecula for Brendan Walsh. So 4-7. Back to my seven horse that I'm picking for Grand Motion to upset Immensitude in the seventh. So a $10 double, 4-7 with seven for $20.
So after this card, only 3 days left of the spring meet. It has flown by. Best of luck on trying to get the bankroll built back up for those final 3 days. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and that's the In the Money podcast.